When the floods come, be strong, be courageous. By Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. We all know the story of David and Goliath. David stood up to a giant when no one else would. He had courage and knew that God would help him. In the midst of the horrific hurricane that hit Texas head-on August 25th, thousands of people were flooded out and lost so much. Some even lost their lives. Even at times like this, it will take courage for people to move forward. However, they do not have to move forward alone, as King David did. Unlike King David's story, where people stood back in fear, and David had to go in alone to fight Goliath, the people of Texas and all over the world have stepped up to help shoulder people's burdens. Many are reaching out in every way they can to help people recover from this Goliath of a storm. Our country has been so filled with so much division and hatred that it is refreshing to see people come together, and yes, even inspiring. Watching people put their differences aside to walk beside their brothers and sisters who are hurting by doing all they can to encourage them through this horrific ordeal is a positive thing for our torn-apart country. Yes, there are those who are there to take advantage by looting and scamming the people while they are at their lowest point. But the good still outweighs the bad. It will take a lot of courage to fight through the aftermath of this horrific storm. It will take courage to not lose hope while holding on to your faith, while moving forward. God is with us, like he was with Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. Courage means being afraid and acting anyway. Moses told Israel, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. In the worst of times, God says he will never leave nor forsake us. Sometimes we wonder why something so horrific could happen to good people. In an article called Three Reasons Why God Will Allow Trials and Tribulations, the author lists some things that God brings about as a result of trials. Here are some of them. Bravery. Courage, boldness, patience, steadfastness, tenacity, perseverance, humility, self-control, a kinder, softer, and more caring heart, greater empathy and compassion for others, greater appreciation of the sanctity of life, greater appreciation of the other people in your life. Increase your faith and trust levels in the Lord. In addition to being able to mold and burn these kinds of positive qualities into your personality, trials and tribulations can also serve to burn out some of the negative qualities the Lord really does not want being part of your personality. Negative qualities the Lord really does not want being part of your personality. Pride, haughtiness, arrogance, callousness, self-centeredness, narcissism, self-righteousness, hard-heartedness, bad tempers, mean and vengeful spirits, verbally and physically abusive spirits, manipulating and controlling spirits, know-it-all attitudes, judgmental and critical attitudes. Amazing the lessons we can all learn while going through a storm. People are being brought together because of tragedy and in a world that has been so divided. The water will recede in Texas, and while material things can be replaced, the lessons being learned will last forever. Be courageous and know that God will never leave you or forsake you in whatever storm you may be going through. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Let us all continue to pray for all who are going through some horrific storms in their lives right now. If it be in Texas, or Florida, or fighting cancer, or whatever they may be going through, and be the example that Texas has shown us by reaching out a lending hand. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.